The next exercise that you can do with a partner is kind of a unique exercise, and it's one that you can gradually increase the skill level. And it's really you get a deck of cards, and what you're going to do is you're going to remove four aces and a picture card. Could be a king, could be a queen, could be a jack. You're going to remove that from the deck of cards, and you're going to have a partner that's going to shuffle the cards. And again, you're going to get into a meditative state in terms of relaxing down, breathing, stilling your mind. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to have your partner mix the cards. There's going to be five cards. Place them face down on a table. And then they will pick up the card and look at it. They will take the image of the card and press it into their mind. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go into your mind, into the third eye, focus on it, and see if you can come across the image that is being sent. Now, the reason that you're doing it the way we're doing it, for instance, the reason we're using four aces and a face card is that if you look at those two cards, those two types of cards, they're very, very different. An ace has either a diamond, heart, club, or spade, okay? And it's only going to be, you know, one little symbol or two symbols in the corner and one in the middle. Whereas when you look at the face card, it's going to have a full picture in the middle of either the king, queen, or jack. And so that thought image that goes across is going to be obviously more filled in if it's the king. It's going to be more of a person. Whereas when it's an ace, it's going to be more of a very small features. It should be like almost like three dots. And that's what you might get in the beginning is when you focus on it, you see three dots. Well, those three dots could be the ace. Whereas the king, queen, or jack might come across as a blurry vision that's more impacted together. So it might be more like two dots and a huge dot in the middle. That would mean the face card. That doesn't mean you've seen the jack in detail or the king in detail or the queen in detail, but what you're doing is you're getting that thought image. Okay, and when you do it, I want you to specifically write down what types of responses you're getting. Of course, if you've got a training partner you're working with, then you can switch the cards. The other thing you can do with this exercise is you can actually determine the different types of colors. Obviously, there's two different colors within a deck of cards. You have black and red. You can also set it up so that you can determine what suit you're dealing with. For instance, the images may come across quite differently. If you wanted to interpret the card to come across as a, let's say, a diamond, it's going to have a different feel to it because it's sharp. Okay, a diamond is a sharper type of image, and it's red, so it's going to give off a different energy than, let's say, a black spade, which is more circular, and a club, which is more circular. And then the heart, which is circular, but again, it has that red feeling. You want to be able to differentiate, just like we were saying before in the colors, where you were doing the black and the white colors in the energy system section, you want to be able to interpret that thought that's coming across with the cards. Once you become good at that, then you can mix it up where you're actually doing a full deck of cards, if you like, or you can mix it up any different way. There's also cards out there that you can get called Zener cards, which are cards that have all these different shapes. And what you would then try to do is interpret the shapes. I wouldn't suggest that you do that until you get it down where you're looking for a specific shape and you identify it and then know that you're close to it, because you got to start to see how your mind is developing the pictures. Again, if your mind develops pictures crystal clear, visualization that is fantastic, then you can move on to something more abstract. But in the beginning, you want to make it as easy as possible for you to get the answers. Don't think that if you make it easy to get the answers that it's too easy. It's not. What you're doing is you're building a system, a protocol system up, so that you're being able to interpret different types of stimulus, shapes, thought patterns, emotions, colors. Anything that somebody's sending to, you're starting to differentiate what that is. And that's the important with this particular card exercise. Again, don't take the concept and say, oh, that seems too simplistic. utilize it, do it all the time, and get good at it. And it's, believe me, everything is a step-by-step process. Get good at this, and then you can take it to the next level into something more difficult.